This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy hump day. Steve Miggs, I did something dumb last night, something we've all done before, and something where when we do this thing, we always know better.
You forgot to set your alarm.
No.
You forgot to take a shower.
No. I told
got
myself.
Got to flush.
No. I told myself last night, I'll just get gas in the morning.
That's the worst idea.
And I knew it. I knew it last night. This is going to be a disaster in the morning. And guess what? It was. I had to go to three different gas stations to find one that was actually open and functioning.
Oh, so you actually remember to get the gas.
I did remember to get the gas.
I've done that before. I'm like, I'll just get gas in the morning. And then I'm on the freeway and the little light goes off. And I'm just like, well, I guess I'm getting off at this exit to get some gas.
It's never a good idea.
Also, I just hate getting gas at, well, I don't know what time you leave your house, but I'm leaving a little bit, I don't know what the hell time I leave anymore. But it's like I'm four-ish, a little bit before four. And I'm like, I just don't feel like pulling up to a gas station that early in the morning or that late at night, depending on how your day's going, because you just don't know who you're going to walk up to.
Today, it was just me and some truckers and some zombies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bath salts.
Oh, absolutely. Well, now that I have a full tank, let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today's a day for you, Danny. I don't know. I mean, maybe you don't want to have more drinks today since you had a few drinks yesterday. But I don't know how your day is going to go, but it's International Pizza and Beer Day.
Oh, so you mean every day for me?
Yes,
pretty much. I got it. And I will continue to celebrate, Steve.
It's Wednesday. Yes, yesterday we had a couple drinks because we were watching your Seattle Kraken on the national spotlight on ESPN. It was a big day for the NHL. There were a few games happening, including like the Utah Hockey Club. They got a win, but our Seattle Kraken did not. Had a couple goals. Things were looking good. We're up 2-0, and then the St. Louis Blues were able to put on basically just like one after another, and they ended up winning the game 3-2, which was very frustrating. But I have to say there were a couple of highlights. A, hockey is back, so that's awesome, and there's still 81 more games, so we're okay. We're going to be all right. Although it did feel a lot like last year. You're like, what the hell? I thought we made all these changes and still suck on the face-offs and defensive lapses and Grubauer with a couple softies. But
it's only the first game, Steve.
You're right. You're right. What am I doing? But unlike last season, unlike the season before, we now have a captain for the team. And it was pretty cool. During the player introductions, they let everybody know who the captain is. Finally, for your Seattle Kraken.
And the new captain of your Seattle Kraken, number 7,
cool. I think there was a handful of guys that I think anybody would have been happy with, and he was definitely one of them. So
oh, Captain,
awesome.
My Captain. I was so happy.
Another highlight, man, the reaction that Jessica Campbell got during the players and coach introductions that he went through everybody, and they're just saying everybody's names, and, you know, everyone's getting a nice applause, but then they came up to Jessica, who just, you know, became the first woman to serve as a full-time assistant coach, making history in the process, which was really cool. She was part of the Coachella Valley Firebirds with Dan Bylsma. He loved having her as an assistant there, so he brought her up with him when he got hired as the coach for the Seattle Kraken, and the place went nuts. I mean, I had goosebumps yesterday while that was going on. It was a cool moment, and you could tell she was trying to keep it cool, but then a little bit of a smirk happened as they were showing her on the big screen.
I mean, it would be so hard to keep serious in a moment like that. That was just legendary.
I know. Sarah was getting mad at some of like the trainers and the athletic like supporters, I was going to say, the athletic staff and like all the people that are involved with the team, like the skating crew and all that. They're saying all their names and everyone's looking all stoic. And Sarah's like, freaking smile already.
I know. This is so exciting. Everyone's cheering for you. It's the first game of the season and you're going to have just like such a bitch face.
No personality.
No, I hated it.
This is why we're not members of the Seattle Kraken staff, because if they showed us on the big screen, all of us would be high-fiving.
Hey, oh, yeah.
We'd probably be like John Ryan from the Seattle Seahawks. They showed him on the big screen. So what did he do? Grabbed his beer and chugged it. And the entire place went nuts. That was cool.
Love him.
A few Seattle sports legends were there, including Detlef Schrempf was there. And, I mean, he's not a legend, but he's definitely a great player for your Seattle Mariners. Cal Raleigh, Big Dumper, was there as well. So that was pretty cool. Up next for the Seattle Kraken, they're in Minnesota on Saturday.
Thank goodness we got some positive resolution from this story. Steven Drozd from the Flaming Lips, his teenage daughter had gone missing after the Flaming Lips had opened for Weezer on Friday night, but she has been found safe, according to the Seattle Police Department. So that's all you can hope for in a story like that. It was very scary for a couple of days, but she's been reunited with her family.
I know we were scrolling on our phones during the Kraken game because there wasn't much to watch on the ice, and then came across that post, and we were all looking at each other, and I mean, I think we're all just like, thank God. And even there were people around us like, oh, that's great news.
Yeah, for sure.
This is a very strange story. It happened in Poldsbo. A woman had to call the authorities because, well, she had 100 raccoons surrounding her home day and night demanding food. But here's the thing. She's been feeding these raccoons for 35 years without issue. I don't know if maybe a few hungry raccoons showed up and were like, you know what? We want more food, lady. And they started surrounding her house. She had to call the authorities. In fact, here's Kevin McCarty, who's a spokesperson for the Kitsap County Sheriff's Department. Also, he was part of her 911 call and one of the neighbors talking about it.
She felt the raccoons were threatening. This is something you don't see every day.
35 years ago, you first started feeding some raccoons. And then when all of a sudden did it explode like this?
6 weeks ago.
6 weeks ago.
They were shocked. They had never seen that many raccoons in one place.
I've had several raccoons in the yard recently. My dogs have gotten in a scuffle several times with raccoons. Uh-oh. I even had to take one of my dogs to the vet after tussling with a raccoon.
That is some crazy stuff. I need to talk to Tatum, because Tatum loves the raccoons that show up on our Ring cam every night around like 2 a.m. This little family of raccoons just kind of walks by our driveway to the point where she wants to, like, leave food on the porch. Or not on the porch, but, like, kind of right by the steps. Like, some nuts and stuff like that. So we did it once, and she was all fired up to see the raccoons were eating it. But I don't want to become this lady.
That lady is future Tatum.
Also, it's funny that you think it's a family of raccoons. No, that's a raccoon out with his boys.
Oh, you think
so? Yeah, they're drunk raccoons.
So there's a heavy set one, there's a little one, and then a regular sized raccoon. I'm not here to body shame the raccoons, but one of them's a little chunky. I'm not sure if it's the mom or the dad, but I think they've been enjoying the nuts more than anybody else. Hey, as far as weather hitting a high of 62, it's going to be cloudy today. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Yesterday, we had a listener make a suggestion that we have Danny's daughter, Lily, review the song by the Scorpions, Wind of Change. And she did. You're going to hear what happened at 6:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All this week, we have been on a bit of a whistling kick.
It's the dumbest stuff on this show sometimes.
Ooh! You sound like a sweet little bird.
Thank you. You're not the first person to ever say that to me.
And it's all thanks to this song by the Scorpions.
Again? Yes. We do this just for you and for Sarah so that you guys can finally recognize greatness. That is the Scorpions.
So a listener yesterday had suggested that we have Danny's daughter, Lily, give a review. Said she is brutally honest.
What are you talking about? She's always so nice, especially when she was talking about Metallica.
Well, it's dumb.
So
why does Steve like this band?
Because they're awesome, Lily. Because they're freaking awesome.
Uncle Steve doesn't know. So let's check out how she felt about the Scorpion song.
Okay, so just so you know, Lily gets a little unhinged in this.
A little.
Okay, Lily gets a lot unhinged in this. But we'll start things off with you having Lily review the song.
Enjoy.
Okay.
Hi, Lily.
Hi.
I have a question for you.
Oh, God.
There's a bit.
Okay, she's just like your girlfriend.
I know.
The exact same person. What is happening?
The women in your life just don't want to talk to you.
That's fair.
I feel your pain.
Why does everyone have that reaction when I say I have a question? They say, oh, God.
I don't know.
I've now played you the song Winds of Change by the Scorpions, right?
Classic.
What did you think, Lily?
I thought, what the sigma, first of all. Second of all, was it supposed to be rock? And second of all, what's with the whistling?
I don't know how to...
I'm feeling ashamed already.
What is this what the sigma stuff? Is sigma, like, can you just use sigma in any form of a sentence? Like,
I mean,
is it positive?
Does.
Is it negative? I don't understand this stuff.
I think it's supposed to mean like ew, right?
I don't know. I don't know. She will not tell me. She also uses the word alpha, which sounds more like positive. I don't think sigma's positive, but I don't know.
I feel like Greek people are like, what the hell is going on? Because you're using Greek letters, but they make no sense in the situation that you're talking about.
I don't know how to answer the what the sigma thing.
Thank you, Danny.
Secondly, it's kind of rock, but it's a band that...
It's a power ballad, man. It is rock. We shouldn't have had him talk to his daughter.
No.
What?
How is it rock? How is it rock? How? Just tell me.
You know, I'm not really sure. They were formed 60 years ago.
So they're like 90 now, right? Like you?
Wow.
Oh, man. So she's just age shaming you.
Yeah, apparently. Wow. Thank you. Scale of 1 to 10, what do you think?
-1,000.
Is it better or worse than Metallica?
Oh, that's hard. I'm going to say worse because Metallica is more rock than that. And Metallica is more rock than that. And that's supposed to be rock. But it's only by like 1 point.
They only beat him by 1 point?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's her review.
Yeah.
And now are you ready for when things get a little weird?
Oh, that wasn't the weird part?
No, that was very normal compared to what you're about to hear.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, I thought we were done with this conversation, and Lily tells me that you are doing what?
Summoning Chuck Berry.
Why are you summoning Chuck Berry? What? Tell me what you told me when I stopped recording about rock music, first off.
Rock music is like more like something bang your head to, except but that song, the other song with the whistling and whatever, is like just like frolicking, not freaking banging your head around.
No, okay, so just so we're reviewing, she is summoning Chuck Berry.
Wow. I'm impressed she knows who Chuck Berry is though.
Me too.
You know, me too, actually.
Chalk that up for a win.
And so, I decided to summon Chuck Berry so I can see what he thinks about this song. So I have this whole setup. I have my keyboard. Wait, go ahead.
Wait, why Chuck Berry? How did you learn about Chuck Berry?
I looked him up.
And what does it say?
They don't know who created it, but he was the first one on top, so I just decided to go with him.
Created what?
Rock.
So now you're going to summon him with your book of spells.
Wow. Does she have a Ouija board? What are we doing here? Oh my.
She does not.
Yes.
Danny, your ex got her a Ouija board?
No, I did.
Oh my gosh.
I'm never saying anything mean about Lily again. And you'll understand why as we continue to go down this road.
I have my mini Ouija board so I can talk to him. And then I have my 1001 spell books. So first, we get chapter 18 up, which we did. Next, we need to do this. Summon Chuck Berry of chapter 18. Summon Chuck Berry of chapter 18. Great, then we close the book. Then, Chuck Berry should be summoned. So now, we just need to use our Ouija board, our mini Ouija board, and see what he says. Chuck Berry, are you here?
Oh my God! I hate this.
I mean, fortunately, no chickens were sacrificed, no cats were sacrificed. So far, things are very innocent, right?
It said yes, he is. Mm. So, do you think the song is rock? He said no.
All right, so Chuck Berry said it's not a rock song.
Yeah,
according to Lily,
the godfather of rock,
through her Ouija board.
Do you think Metallica is a good band? He said no. Did you actually create rock? He said yes.
Chuck Berry doesn't like Metallica. He doesn't like the Scorpions. But he did create rock. This is all fascinating.
He did. Do you agree with my opinion? He went to yes.
Mm.
Do you think that my dad is a 90-year-old man? It went to yes.
Now we're just trolling him.
Oh my God. Well, I believe that.
Danny, how you feeling about that?
You know, honestly, it's not surprising at all. When I bought her the Ouija board,
does she reference that she's doing spells and Ouija boards? Like just like when you're talking to her?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, this is a normal thing. She wants to be a witch, and this is like
seems like the most wholesome looking witch when she comes and visits us. Like she doesn't even wear any black.
Yeah. Well, and if you
or
notice,
coming in a broom.
None of this. I literally just let her go. I did not talk to her at all. Like I was just like, "What are you doing?" And she's like, "I was summoning Chuck Berry," and I was like, "Why? Why are you summoning Chuck Berry? Because he's the godfather of rock." That's
honestly,
what it says.
Though, I'm impressed.
Well,
I'm impressed.
We got to the bottom of it.
She took it to the next level, and we got answers.
All these years, I thought the Scorpions were a rock song. Wind of Change, and apparently, according to Chuck Berry, they're not. So I stand corrected.
And Metallica has apparently ruined rock.
And I have a very big announcement for you guys.
Oh, geez.
I am so fired up about this. I found out last night, and I've been holding on to this. We're going to get to the bottom of who's a better whistler.
Oh, God. We're never letting this go.
We are going to have closure this Friday morning. Lead singer of the Scorpions.
What?
Klaus Main. He will be joining us Friday morning at 6:20. And he knows full well that he's joining us to judge whether or not you or me or anyone on the show is the better whistler.
So he has nothing better to do.
No, he does. I called a favor from one of my buddies. He's working with the Scorpions. They got a big residency that's about to happen in February of next year over in Vegas. Tickets just went on sale for that. So I was like, hey, we'll be sure to give some love to the residency, but can we talk to Klaus so that he could judge whether or not who on our show is the better whistler? And then he got back to me last night and said, Klaus is in.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. Well, I got to go home and practice for the next couple days.
And now I feel bad that I have been not enjoying this song.
Well, maybe he'll win you over.
Okay. Don't go too far.
Do you think you could get us like we might need some help whistling.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll figure that out.
Okay. But
we got till Friday to become better whistlers. Oh, no. I'm a little nervous about this, but I'm excited. Klaus Main from the Scorpions is going to judge whether or not we're good whistlers.
I'm nervous.
This could quite possibly be the dumbest thing that we've ever done. And we've done a lot of dumb things.
Yeah.
Including allow Danny talk to his daughter with a Ouija board.
Well, last night, Steve Miggs, it was the hair metal edition of Dancing with the Stars, and you took one for the team, and you watched it.
I did. I ended up telling my wife, like, can we watch Dancing with the Stars? And she's like, why? I'm like, Gene Simmons is going to be a judge, and they're doing hair metal songs. She's like, all right, fine. And let me tell you something. Gene Simmons was... in Gene Simmons' form, it was weird.
Oh, well, we're going to hear what Gene did after Bon Jovi. The Daily Mix Show. Last night was the hair metal edition of Dancing with the Stars, and Miggs, you had a front row seat on the couch.
Yes, I did. I convinced my wife. We used to watch it back in the day, but neither one of us care about that show anymore, and so we put it on. I have no idea who 90% of the celebrities are. Aww. And I thought, okay, right, quote-unquote celebrities. I thought, okay, you know what? Maybe I'm just out of that. That's not in my wheelhouse. I'm an older man now, so maybe I don't know what's going on over there. Well, my wife's not nearly as old as me, and she's looking at me after every name is announced. Goes, who's that? Oh. Who's that guy? Who's that? I was able to tell there was the Dwight Howard basketball players there, Danny Amendola, who's a former football player, I think for the Patriots, was a part of it. The dad from Family Matters, which it took us forever to figure out who he is. And that, he's like 70-something, and that guy is amazing, because I don't know if his legs work.
Oh.
And he just stands there as the girl who's dancing with him just does amazing crap around him, and he just kind of moves his arms and smiles, but he's so charming that I think America just keeps voting him through, even though he's not good. Like, any of us could dance better than this guy, and it was amazing to watch that. So that was kind of fun. But I mainly watched because I wanted to hear the hair metal songs, which ones they would go with. And they went with some of, like, the standbys, like Bon Jovi. Like, I think they did Living on a Prayer. I can't remember. But, you know, they did all, like, they did a Final Countdown by Europe.
Nice.
But Gene Simmons was one of the judges. And Gene, they introduce him, and I'm not exactly sure what he was talking about. Are you ready to hear what Gene Simmons said?
Let's go.
Yes. All right, here we go. And so it's the hosts are Julian Huff and Alfonso Ribeiro. Carlton.
Oh, Carlton, yeah.
Not sure why. Maybe he was once a contestant.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, he was. He won.
Silly Steve.
He was amazing.
Okay, well, here they are introducing Gene Simmons.
I'm Alfonso Ribeiro.
Gene Simmons! Gene, it is such an honor that you are here tonight. We want to know what it is that you are looking for.
Well, I want to tell you, we're big fans of the show. We watch it every week.
I'm picturing him, Paul Stanley, and the rest of Kiss watching. I'm sure he's talking about him and his wife, though.
But what I want to see is every one of these great contestants to step up their channel, your inner rock out, and release the Kraken!
Okay, so I'm not the only one that's like, what in the F does that have to do with rock?
Did he come straight from the game yesterday?
Release the Kraken!
Also, that's Gene Simmons?
That's Gene Simmons.
Maybe it's because I've listened to Craig Gass's impression of him for so long. That does not sound like Gene Simmons to me.
He's a little more hyped up, I think, because he's a part of Dancing with the Stars, so I think he turned his energy up to like 11.
His octave is just one higher.
Yeah.
And release the Kraken!
All right, take it from the showman himself. He said he wants to see and watch you release the Kraken.
Yes, they do.
And they're like, we don't know what Gene's talking about, but go for it.
Good luck.
And then the rest of the time, whenever he was judging people, all he basically was doing was like not so subtly flirting with every hot girl.
Oh,
he's like, you're so beautiful.
There's one moment, Gene, where he's
critiquing Danny Amendola from the Patriots, his performance, and his dancing partner is very attractive.
Gene! You know, this is a brand new experience for me, and it's difficult to look at both of you and to figure out which one is more hot, hot, hot. Danny, I'm telling you, you're right next to somebody, one of the more beautiful women on the planet. She makes you look good, but in all seriousness, in the patois of the street, a wham, bam, thank you, man!
All right!
Don't know what was going on.
Wow.
I felt like I was on some weird acid trip with Gene Simmons.
You've got a beautiful woman right beside you who can twist it and turn it and knows how to move it and, you know, all that. Chandler, you fogged up my glasses.
Oh.
You moved me, not just with your gyrations and so on, but your beautiful face and how you were into the emotion of it. top to bottom. You're pretty good too, but I'm telling you,
Gene was all horned up last night on Dancing with the Stars.
I feel hot, but mostly bothered. Rockaholics, it is that time of the morning where we are looking for someone who thinks they are smart enough to take down Steve Miggs. He's got a record of 282 wins, 81 losses, and 50 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 6:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.